else we got on the docket? We're doing this new format today. It's kind of kooky and weird and crazy. So we're a little off our rhythm here. We did Lizzo quitting. That was pretty good.
And, it's pretty good. I like the Bill Maher overreaction.
You know, and I got that in audio. And yeah, I love this. Let's see here. What do I got in here? I had to clip it down. You know, with Bill Maher, you got to kind of snip out the fat to get to the meat there. And
cut out all the, we do it for the people.
And he loves pausing for those extra long, you know, celebratory applause lines from the crowd. He loves soaking it in.
Dude, all he has to do is say, blah, 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 Donald Trump, blah, 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 applause, oh my God, he said Trump, It's literally the whole show.
It is pretty much the whole show at this point, except for he kind of shocked the world, in my opinion, or maybe now it's just okay to say it.
It's just okay to say it now. I can't wait to talk to our parents now.
Right, because Bill Maher's said it out loud. And I'm assuming now that Jon Stewart has his own desk, right? We'll see him talk about this soon enough. But I got Bill Maher here, audio only, and it is him talking about the COVID reaction.
I get it that we didn't know exactly what was happening at the beginning of COVID, and some mistakes were inevitable. But 4 years on, I'm tired of hearing, well, we didn't know. No, we didn't. But some people guessed better than others.
I knew.
And the people who got it wrong don't seem to want to acknowledge.
We all knew.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm a plumber. And I was like, wait a minute. This came out of Wuhan? And there's a lab that studies the virus? You know what I mean?
Yes. We knew.
The plumber knew.
I was a cook in a bar, and I knew. I was telling everybody on March 14th, the day before we shut everything down, I said, we ain't shutting down. This is America. This virus is nothing. We can handle anything. And then sure enough, the next day, everything shuttered.
Dude, I literally looked people in the eyes and I was like, this is America. America doesn't shut down. What are you talking about?
We ain't China. Come on, man.
Yeah. And then the next, dude, did I tell you about the mask thing?
Did you have a recent mask situation?
So funny, dude. So, one of the teachers brought up the point because, we were in a Latino neighborhood. So it was like, oh, you know, the kids were all Hispanic and, we had to open up the clean out in the hallway. Clean out's just like your access to the sewer, you know?
All right. Yeah.
So as soon as we open this clean out in the hallway, there's sewer gas filling the whole school.
Nice, man. All right.
As soon as these kids start smelling it, they start begging for the mask. I mean, every single person in that building was wearing a mask. And one of this teacher was like, oh, I wish we had this kind of compliance when there was a virus.
No, get out of here.
And all I wanted to say was like, well, next time open the sewer. That'll get everybody to wear a mask, you know?
Wow, man. Or, you know, you could argue that on a societal level, COVID was opening the sewer. And that's what happened. We nationally opened the sewer. We all had to suffer through the stink. Well, that's interesting. Wow, all right. You bust out a nasty smell, and people bust out the masks. Very nice.
They were all wearing the mask, every teacher, every student. It was pretty bad. My van still smells like that sewer.
Oh, man. Thank God.
One of the worst ones.
Thank God they weren't Indian in that place.
Oh,
hey, now. Oh, man. All right. Should we continue this Bill Maher COVID bashing?
Oh, hell yeah.
Acknowledge that now. Some people said closing schools for so long was pointless and would cause much worse collateral damage to kids, and they were right. Thank you.
You're such a hero, Bill. You're such a hero.
4 years ago, the Daily Beast ran a story with the headline, Bill Maher pushes Steve Bannon Wuhan lab conspiracy theory, which was typical of the mainstream media at the time. Of course, it wasn't a conspiracy theory. and it wasn't owned by Steve Bannon. And now everyone, including the Biden administration, admits there's at least a 50-50 chance that the virus could have begun in the lab in Wuhan that was doing gain-of-function research.
All we could get you to is a 50-50? Come on!
Yeah, 50-50. Flip of the coin. I'm totally down with it.
So that right there tells you your administration lies. They're lying to you.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
knows it came from the lab. Everybody knows it came from the lab.
The lab, I thought, was a guaranteed absolute. Like, you could even talk about it on YouTube now.
I really thought that was the one, like, that was the stepping stone. Like, we could all agree it came from the lab.
Yes.
Now we could work. Now we could start to debate on who funded the lab.
Right. Well, we know. I mean,
we know. Bill doesn't yet.
Yes. But. Right. I look forward to him crossing the line and joining us on this, you know, side of revelation and enlightenment.
Bill, this is a great monologue. Wait till you hear about Fauci.
I mean, he's definitely no longer the hero. You're not seeing him trotted around anymore for the new monkeypox variant that's spreading through Chicago. I mean, he's gone, man. They had to get rid of him. He's on the beach somewhere with Epstein having themselves a gay old time. Well, maybe not gay.
Epstein, now I'm with Martha. It's me and Martha out in the Hamptons.
Yeah, man. Oh, God. All right, here we go.
On that virus, duh. But I don't see a lot of retractions being printed. Yeah, when COVID hit, we did a lot of stupid things because America never reacts.
And I cut it right here, and I jump it to the later part. He lists a litany of hilarious shit we had to go through during the pandemic. The people who washed their mail and quarantined their groceries in the garage and the 6 feet, the double masking, I mean, everything. And I'm glad he said it because it's the first step is laughing at yourself, I imagine, right?
The first step to everything is admitting you were wrong. Admitting you have a problem. We can't even start to fix your problem until you admit you have a problem, you know?
There's only one human being I hope truly saw this Bill Maher section on his show. It's the old guy who Emma and I were behind in line in Home Depot in March 2020, and he had the mask on and the gloves, and they were taped around his wrist, and he was karate chopping at people who were crossing the 6 feet line.
Like, shut up.
Like no a way. Maniac, yeah. Man.
And the 6 feet rule they made up.
Yes, and we were outside. We were outside. Outside. It was a sunny 80-degree day, man. It was beautiful. Yeah. The mask on, the gloves. Oh, man.
Oh, Frank, it was a novel respiratory virus. So, I love that. I love that phrase.
He also, in his list of things, brings up the, as he calls it, getting fucked up the nose every day to leave the house, which I found to be very funny. And the crowd lost their mind on it. They thought it was absolutely genius.
We're all suckers, dude. I never got anything shoved up my nose.
Same.
Or any shot injected into my arm. You
That's
know
right,
I mean?
Man.
Come on. Never been tested.
Yes, same. And I don't believe the tests are real.
I treated COVID like I treat STDs. I don't want to know.
Yes, that's right.
You know? Oh,
yes. Yeah, I can see where you're going with that one.
It overreacts. Yes, some very bad ideas were embraced as the conventional wisdom, ideas that haven't aged well. And a lot of the dissenting opinions that were suppressed and ridiculed at the time have proven to be correct. Maybe that's why the powers that be never wanted a COVID commission. Why not? We love commissions. The Warren Commission, the AIDS Commission, the 9/11 Commission. The NFL even had a is ramming your head into another guy's head bad for head commission. Really?
He's right, though.
What about the commission we spent the most money on?
Which
the
one?
The Jan 6 commission.
Oh, great call, dude. Wow, the most
money we spent on Jan 6th, you know, can't have a commission on COVID. I don't know. You know, every time you do anything in the military, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be like going to pit. Like, I was the Hemet driver, the wrecker driver. So, like, anytime you went on a recovery mission, you go recover. I'm not talking about like in the Middle East, dude. It's like we're in El Paso. I got to go recover this truck from New Mexico. You get back, all the leaders, what do they want? An after action review. AAR. No COVID after action review.
Great call, because wasn't this defense kind of a situation? I think DARPA was involved, or, you know, aren't we, you know, we're getting into the three-letter agencies with the COVID, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this was CIA for sure.
Well, I don't know about CIA. Maybe.
I blame everything.
Yeah, that's a good call. You know, I think they're mostly involved with the coup d'etats in Africa. You know, they like to destabilize governments like our own. I think the defense ones, like DIA, isn't that one of them?
I think that's Denver International Airport.
No, it's Denver Illuminati Airport, actually. it's where they're building their mega underground city to survive the apocalypse.
You're thinking of the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency?
Yeah, that might be it. Yeah, I don't know. There's also Defense Intelligence Agency, I'm almost certain, which nobody ever... Yeah, I think it exists, and nobody ever talks about it, actually.
Yeah?
This might be our last rumble. Thanks, folks, for tuning in.
Must be funded from that black budget in the Department of Energy.
That's right. It's the same guys responsible for our Nazi space bases that we have on the moon, I believe.
Did you hear about the directed energy weapon?
Wait, are you serious, or are you,
No, I'm dead serious. They're now saying that, remember those people in Cuba? They had that, like, weird thing happen to them where they got, like, the headache.
It was called the Havana Syndrome, and I saw that CBS 60 Minutes did a whole expose on it this weekend, man.
Turns out it was Putin.
Of course!
With his direct energy weapon.
Quick, send $1 million to Ukraine. We need money, the sleeves, the hookers, the cocaine. Come on.
Yeah, we need more money.
%, the big guy. Come on, man.
Yeah, it turns out they believe it was a direct energy weapon. Or is that what it's called? Directed energy?
Direct energy weapon, the DEW. And...
Do the do,
man. Yeah, never forget, man. Mountain Dew, it is the nectar of the tarts. There's no doubt about it. So,
I'll for you as a direct energy weapon, both will kill you.
Yes. So they're saying the direct energy weapon is real. Number one, and number two, they're claiming that it absolutely is responsible for this alleged Havana syndrome, which, if anyone doesn't know about it, I believe there were people, diplomats, they were staying at a U.S. embassy in Cuba, if I'm not mistaken, and they all came down with this mysterious affliction, and they had mental issues for like that lasted for years for some of them.
Yeah, heard a weird noise and made them sick, physically sick, and then it like fucked with their brains.
And you,
they're saying it's Putin.
You and I both, I believe, made fun of these people on our show about 2 years ago and claimed it was bullshit.
Yeah, we just called them pussies.
Yes, exactly. That's right, man. They couldn't stand a little altitude sickness, apparently.
A Russian weapon, you know?
So they're saying it was Russians who shot a direct energy weapon that messed with these people?
Yeah, in Cuba.
So now we can openly admit that there was a direct energy weapon that melted Lahaina like 6 months ago?
No, that's what I mean. If they're admitting Russia has this that can fuck with your brain, what do they have?
Yes. You know? Not only that, dude, I saw this video online before we went live earlier of there's a new very popular trend in China where people are covering their homes with blue tarps on their roofs, man.
See that company? It makes that, yeah, that video. They make a new product. It's a roll of blue, like reflective material that like has a adhesive on the back.
Dude,
what? Put it on your roof sticker. Yeah,
dude. What's with this blue, man? What is going on here?
The laser, man. It can't affect the blue. You got to paint your house. Remember, even Joe Biden said some houses survived because they had the right roof.
Yes, man. That's so outrageous. Honestly. Yeah. I wish I could find it, but yeah, they're doing it in China. And it's the only reason things survived there in the Lahaina catastrophe. And not just there. There was some fire in Peru or something, or Chile.
Chile, yeah.
And I guess that was responsible for some massive devastation, yet anything that was covered blue just happened to not burn at all or melt.
Like one house in a field of burned down houses. And it's got a blue roof, you know?
And so now China, they're all into putting blue on their roofs. Roofs? Roofs?
Roofs? I always say, people always make fun of the way I say roof and root.
Is it roofs?
Root. Root. Roof. Roof.
Roofs. Roof. Well, if it's roof, for some reason, roofs feels better.
Roofs?
You heard me right. Roof? Yes. I'm going with the. I'm changing it to a V, man.
Oh, no.
I got good weed over here.
Tell them we really are.
Certified stupid, man. Hey, uh-oh.
Told you, just a plumber.
Do we want to finish this rant that Bill Maher went on with his COVID nonsense, or have we had enough of that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, a little bit more. A little bit more. I think I lost it, actually. That's how long we went on the tangent here.
My bad.
But look up the blue roof thing. I think it's pretty crazy. I'm pretty sure that we're going to see more of this laser beam from space action or wherever they're coming from. I imagine a lot of things are drone-based now.
No, I think these are coming from space.
Oh, you really do? Think it's space? Like Jewish space lasers? Yeah! Yeah, man!
I think they're coming from satellites. I think that's what they're saying.
This is crazy. This is James Bond-level sci-fi stuff, man.
Yeah, it's better than James Bond.
This is the worst part about this show. If you give us enough time, I end up being right about everything. It's insane, people.
Well, see, I don't know if they're... I think this is bullshit, because... I mean, Putin's out there blowing up planes with his adversaries and, like, using plutonium on doorknobs. Why would he do all that if he has this weapon in space? You know?
Well, I also was getting on board the theory that the boat incident with the Baltimore Bridge was some sort of Putin-esque level espionage / cyber attack warfare. I'm also seeing China. There's people in China claiming they may have been behind some of the action there. Did you see the black box they recovered from the Dali ship?
The 2 minutes?
Yes, dude. The 2 minutes right before it hits the bridge are wiped clean from the black box, man. Come on.
I got to tell you, man, I work with this guy, and he's just like, he's such like a good guy. You know what I mean? And like, when we first started working together, it was always just me talking about crazy shit. And he was just like, nah, you know, because you're working, you're bored. So I always bring up shit that you tell me. You know? but now I have to look into this ship conspiracy because he brought it up to me today. It was so unbelievable. He's like, did you hear about that ship conspiracy? And I was like, ah, what are you talking about? And then he started just busting out the facts, and I was like, damn, dude, I haven't heard any of this. I actually got to look into it.
Those are prime moments for you to just retort with, well, did you hear that Taylor Swift is a clone of a satanic witch from the 70s?
Did you hear about that? Frank, did you hear about this whole cloud seeding? I think they're spraying us.
Oh, man, I got a clip on the cloud seeding, actually. It would blow your mind.
What do you
mind.
Think about that code, though? You really think that was a terrorist thing? Or?
Well, no, I kind of immediately said I entertain the attack only because the timing is very close to the Moscow concert terrorist attack, which looked a little funded by the U.S., just a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
The giveaway was the U-Haul.
I know. That's right. And they were all wearing khaki pants. Why are they always wearing khaki pants, man?
What gets me though is they wouldn't do it during March Madness.
Right.
March Madness is time to release everything you don't want people to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Not do something like that, you know.
So where my head immediately went to post tinfoil hat nut jobbery is, look at this administration, man. It's a bunch of box checkers, dude. Look at Pete Buttigieg. The guy took 2 months off to breastfeed his kid on maternity leave that he adopted. I mean, of course, this was incompetence. This whole administration is corrupted by incompetence because there's no experience. Nobody is hired based on anything they've done in previous jobs. They're just there because they check the right boxes that they need to be inclusive.
Yeah, and then you see the mayor coming out. He's like, I'm not a DEI hire. I'm, you know what I mean?
That's right. And that's our new word for, well, you know.
I'll never forget when this one guy was trying to convince everybody that he was responsible. You know what I mean? And
right.
He's all, hey, you guys don't think I am, but I'm actually very responsible. And like, after he went on this whole rant, I just ended it with, you know, most people who are responsible don't ever have to say that.
Yes, that's right, man. I got a buddy. He runs his own business. He's got two kids. Never has to tell me how responsible he is. It's crazy.
No, because if you even hinted at the fact that he's irresponsible, he would just laugh it off and be like, all right. That's my whole point is, if you have to go out and declare you're not a DEI hire, you're probably a DEI hire, because nobody who's not a DEI hire, they never have to justify that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. But we are now in a time, look at the world you've created for yourselves, that you yourself question the validity of your own hiring, of your own electability, because there is now doubt in your own mind. Am I truly qualified, or did they just hire me because I check off the right boxes?
Yes. And that's what people like Larry Elder have been saying for decades. You know what I mean? You don't want to be the black kid at Harvard who's, you know, everybody's thinking you're there because of affirmative action. Even you are like, did I only get in because of affirmative action? You know what I mean?
Right, dude. Yeah.
Kamala Harris, I guarantee you, she wakes up every day thinking, am I just here because I'm a black female? You know? You don't want that. I would never want my achievement overshadowed by, you know, was it just because I was a white man, you know?
Well, it was because you were a white man, Mike. Isn't that why we're trying to fight back against all the systematic racism that's been infused into our culture?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I got everything because I was white. That's why I'm in my grandma's basement.
Yes, man. Live from the basement, man.
Look at the reindeer, dude. Rudolph. We still got the Rudolph.
Oh, Christmas year round. I love it, man. We still got our mini tree somewhere up in the house here. The cats love it. I can't take it down, honestly.
I think we got that too. Nona still has the 24 inch fiber optic tree.
Yeah, that's what we had. We just used that as our Christmas tree this year.
Oh, it's the best. That's what we've been doing.
I stole the idea from Nona. She, you know, she's always kind of utilized what tree she had in the house. Sometimes it was just a random house plant. Throw some lights on it. Yeah, that's right, dude. Toss a few lights on it and some gifts underneath. It looks like a Christmas tree, man. Nobody questions it. It's not until you get up close you realize, like, that's not even a pine tree, man.
I just watched this whole clip. It was so funny. It was like one of those shorts, and they were talking about front rooms.
Front rooms or French rooms?
Front room. It's like a very Midwesterner's. It's front room. First of all, front room only exists in the Midwest, apparently. And we don't even say front room. It's
room,
like a front room.
It's the room with the couch, the two chairs, and the coffee table that nobody ever uses. Ever.
Nobody.
No humans.
It's the front room. Oh, Frank, you got engaged. We got to take pictures in the front room.
In the front room. Yes.
Every house had a front room that nobody was allowed to use. You know?
The front room, man. That's funny. Yeah, you're not seeing that kind of out here in the Colorado region. It's definitely.
Nobody calls it Front room. You say front room that you, everybody knows you're from the Midwest. That's a Midwestern thing. Just like pop.
Oh, pop is a big one. I had to give that one up a long time ago, man. It's soda out here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are gay.
Well, come on. We have teenage chicks beating up dudes here. Of course we call it soda.
But I gotta tell you, the best part about March Madness is Adam Carolla's March Madness.
I love his March Madness madness. Absolutely, yes, dude. And I caught some the other day. It was fantastic. Absolutely. Yeah, man. He had a good one on cherry tomatoes. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Who was that comedian? He kept ruining it. I hated that guy.
I don't know.
Where that a professional, dude. No, you let him do the rant. You don't have to chime in on every single one. I don't want your fucking opinion. You know what I mean? Tell me about your stupid special you're trying to get me to watch, and then fucking let Adam Carolla do his thing. You know?
Yeah, the whole reason for it is the rant, man. You want to hear Adam lose his mind and almost pass out because he's talking too fast about ranting about something he's pissed off about.
Yeah. Like turning right on red. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
The things that really matter.
Yes, dude.
You're right. Kicking and screaming, dude. We should be able to just fucking vote for Adam Carolla and then he wins and they force him to be president.
Yes.
That's what we need.
President should not be this thing where you're about to hit the jackpot and be filthy rich for the rest of your life. No, it should be a service.
Yeah.
And you're only being chosen to do it because you are the most qualified. We're not checking boxes here, right? No, we need you, whoever you are, right? And we're pulling you in against your will to lead this country. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need somebody that's really going to represent Americans, you know? When was the last president that actually represents America? Probably Bill Clinton.
I was maybe going to say JFK, and that's probably why they took him out.
That'd be a good call. That's why they took him out.
Even though he was still elitist of the time. I mean, you know, his family, the Kennedys, they literally made their fortune off the Nazi movement.
Yeah, but he actually talked about plans to actually help people like in the middle class, the blue-collar workers.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I'm sorry. I confused the Kennedys with the Bushes. All, similar families, but... The Bushes made the money off the Nazis. It was my mistake there. I take that one back.
Kennedy, ironically.
Yeah, that's right. He did kill Kennedy. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't know.
Allegedly. Oh, man.
Well, oh, you were talking about when they killed that president.
Yeah. You know, Kennedy, when he went down, though, like 63 and before then, that almost... kind of feels like, and maybe it's tailor-made for us these days, right? But it kind of does feel like that was when America was America. And then after they took him out and his brother, and they took out Martin Luther King, and I mean, quite frankly, in the 60s, there were a lot of freaking assassinations going on, man. I mean, they were wiping out people left and right.
Yeah, you don't even think about that. You don't even put it together. MLK, Malcolm X.
Yeah, dude.
All these guys.
You know, anybody who had a platform, a voice, and were speaking the truth, they basically wiped them out, and then they transformed America for the rest of time. And now we're here, right?
Thank God we didn't have a podcast in the 60s. We'd be in trouble. You know what I mean?
Either way, speaking of the Kennedys, RFK, like we were talking about, was making some waves on his appearance there on CNN, where he basically double and tripled down on the idea that the greatest threat to our democracy is another term of Joe Biden, simply based on the restrictions his administration has been implementing on the freedom of speech, the First Amendment, and then also going after political dissidents. Or political rivals. I found Chris Cuomo, talking about it on the PD, whatever that, I can't remember.
He literally named it after the CCP. Chris Cuomo project?
No, no. He's being interviewed. Chris Cuomo is doing an interview on someone else's podcast.
Oh, Patrick Bet David.
Yeah, and they ask him about what he thought of the interview, and Cuomo gives a fantastic breakdown from like an insider perspective, having worked at CNN, and how like he goes, oh yeah, like this is the angle. She's clearly trying to get this soundbite, but it didn't really quite work that way. And like, it, you know, I love making fun of Cuomo because he's very bromo, but like, it was a good take, you know. But anyways, he goes on to kind of explain the situation insofar as news media, audiences, and people who are kind of over with their lies and their BS. So I thought this was a great take. I can't believe I'm saying it, but I'm saying it, and we're going to do it. We got Cuomo talking about RFK speaking the truth on CNN.
He is touching on something that is really, really important for Democrats to understand, okay? The Trump is the boogeyman argument is not going to get it done for you with independents. It's not going to work. I'm not saying that you're wrong to make the argument. I'm saying that people know who Trump is. He's been weighed and he's been measured. Every moment you spend not discussing policies that you will put in place and methods that you will establish with your leadership that is better than his is a moment lost. People don't like what the government did under Biden during COVID with respect to policing what was on social media. This is the democracy issue of our generation. What you're allowed to process for yourself versus what is manipulated on social media is the issue. Even the new feature on Meta, where you can turn on and turn off different types of political speech, huge problem, huge problem. We are in a censorship phase. The federal government was censoring information to social media platforms. We all know that there's always interface between media and government. Over the years, I've had many different administrations come to me and say, be careful about this, be careful about that, be careful. And I welcome it. I welcome it. But there's a line. And they went over the line because they wanted to protect, the government policies. And they manipulated social media. The social media people were stupid or gullible or transactional, whatever it was.
You mispronounced complicit.
Or complicit. And that's
what... You believe that? You think they were complicit?
100%.
Okay.
100%. Yeah. Because, look, you don't have to do what the government's telling you to do. Were there some subtle threats? Yeah, I believe there were. But Bobby is right about this issue.
All right, man. He kind of admitted it right there that they were threatened by the government to push a lot of the propaganda during the pandemic, man.
Yeah. I don't believe anything this guy says.
Well, he's part of the machine, right? Come on.
I saw a clip from this interview. It's really good. It's where... what's the guy's name? Patrick Bet David?
Yes. Yeah. You know, dude, it's funny you say that because... or even make that face because... I kept thinking, like, why not just the Patrick David? What's going on here?
I just go by Pat. You know what I'm saying?
His name's too much. I can't handle it.
I'll give you Mr. David. I don't know. Frank, what you call Michael Joseph Lucy from now on. You know, like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Who are you? But Cuomo says something. I don't forget what he says, but then the PBD goes, oh, you're starting to sound like a Republican. And Cuomo... I am a Republican. What do you mean? What? the Patrick guy is like, well, I mean, you were on CNN and everything. You know what I mean? Everything you said was, and the Cuomo goes on this whole like, oh, I've always been an independent, a right leaning independent. I'm a very right leaning guy. But, you know, I was doing a job, and you're doing a job. It's like, oh, so you're fake as hell. Like, that's an even a worse excuse. You know what I mean? So you'll just say anything for money is what you're saying. Okay. All right.
I believe the phrase is, I was just following orders, right? Isn't that how it goes?
I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm actually a whore. I'll do anything for money. I can't be bought, you know? Patrick, you got enough money. You want to buy me? Say whatever you want. Like the Jews? Oh, no, you don't like the Jews?
I'm sure he's best friends with Michael Rapaport.
I was just
they probably get along very well. Talk about how much money they get paid to shill for whatever company calls them.
You think you get a two-for-one deal? Mike Rapp, Chris Cuomo.
I like how you went for the rap. There's a little callback there. That's good.
Take notes, Mike. Come on. Mike Rapp. See how that flowed? Sounded good. Save time.
Yeah, the Cuomo rap. See, you got the whole... That's a podcast right there, man. Come on, man.
The only problem with that name, it doesn't pay any homage to the Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, that's right, our overlords. So sorry.
Oh, now we can do it.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, we so sorry.
Yes. Yeah,
that's probably what got us kicked off Podbean. Oh man. All right, well, we're rolling through it. We got a little more time left here. And
can I pick the next one?
Yeah, you got the docket, right? What do you like?
Dude, I've been dying to talk about this whole time. I cannot believe they're giving out Ozempic at Costco. What the fuck? So now I can get my 4 pounds of Cheez-Its and my Ozempic at the same place? Oh, this is fantastic.
Actually, as you're carting out your jumbo-sized goldfish, you know, and your massive boxes of cereal, the cashier just jabs you in the ass with some Ozempic as you're walking out the door. You know, sticks you right there. Yeah, it's complimentary. Actually, yeah, you know, they have all the sample people, right? And as you're sampling, there's just an Ozempic guy, and you know, maybe you try some Wegovy a little bit later down the ways.
Yeah, I figured they would just have the guy, the bathroom attendant, do it. You know, the fatties, they go to the food court, get those hot dogs, get those jumbo hot dogs, which I know they're good. You know,
that's right.
But then you got to shit before you leave the store. So you got an attendant in there. I could smell our pork a mile away. You need Ozempic, my friend. Here you go. Little cologne.
Oh man, yeah. So,
the place is literally known for having bigger shopping carts than everybody. That's it's the only place you could buy a gallon of mayonnaise.
I know. I've always associated the Costco shopping experience with large people kind of filling themselves to mass capacity. Yeah, you know. So.
You're either like one of those, you're either like a Mormon with 9 kids.
Yes.
Oh, you know, or you're just there's no other reason you need 24 fucking chicken legs, you know?
I know. Dude, or the gigantic cans of tuna. Like, how do you get that much can of tuna, dude? Like, what are you going to do with that tuna?
What are you doing with it? How big of a casserole are you making?
That's so much tuna.
Not only that, dude, what always got me is you go there and you're like, dude, I've never seen a bottle of ketchup this big. And it comes attached to a second bottle of ketchup. What am I going to do with 2.5 gallons of ketchup?
I think it's great for people hosting parties, large families, like you said, maybe even people like families who, you know, have kids in sports and you need to help out at the concessions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right, like you're kind of doing that stuff. There's definitely a need for Costco, but they tried to sell it like as this thing where you can buy for the family and all this stuff. But no, it ended up being people just trying to stuff their faces as they walk the aisles from all the samples, and then you know, eating the what do they have, the Swedish meatballs? Or no, I'm thinking of who's the Swedish meatball place? IKEA.
Yeah, no Costco got good hot dogs.
The hot dogs, really right? That's what I'm saying. I'm not bashing. It's a great place. I'm a huge fan of it.
Ain't no Buc-ee's, but it's all right, you know?
Oh, dude, the Buc-ee's, huge hit. We have one of our guys bought a t-shirt from there last time he went in. He was wearing it today. It's fantastic. A Buc-ee's t-shirt. Amazing.
Not all heroes wear capes. They do wear t-shirts. That's just a fact. You know what I'm saying? dude, I cannot believe it, though. Did you see the whole thing Bro, it's like $1,000-something a month for the Costco Ozempic. And that's just for like the to see the doctor to get the prescription and everything. You still got to pay like $16,000 a month for the drug.
Yeah, I was going to the prescription's way higher, I thought, and you have to do it for life.
No, but you know, as soon as you stop doing it, you're gaining that weight back. Yeah. There's no shortcuts in life, man.
Oh, you got to do it for life. All right, do you want to hear the action on Costco? It's pretty outrageous, honestly. And I can't get this thing to work, actually, today. All right, here we go. Costco, Wegovy, Ozempic. I can't remember which one it is, but it doesn't matter. Mounjaro, they're all the same.
Now to Costco, offering a weight loss program through its stores.
Michael, sorry, folks. I forgot to say, hold on to something. We got G-Force winds coming through this tunnel, all right?
Now to Costco, offering a weight loss program through its stores. Morgan Norwood is here with the details. Good morning, Morgan.
Hey, good morning to you, Michael. That's right. Costco is the latest retail giant to wade into the weight loss waters. The Warehouse Club is offering a full service weight loss program through its healthcare partner, Sesame. So here's the thing. It will cost members about $179 for a 3-month subscription. And that includes a video appointment with a weight loss doctor, guidance on nutrition and exercise, and a medical history analysis. And that's going to be key here because based on that history, if the doctor thinks it's a good fit, they may prescribe you a weight loss medicine like Ozempic or Wegovy. So the cost of this medicine, you should know, is not included in the price. And remember, without insurance, these drugs can cost more than $1,000 per month. The other challenge could be actually getting the prescription filled. Remember, pharmacies across the country, they've reported shortages as the demand for these drugs grow. Novo Nordisk, which makes Ozempic and Wegovy, says it's working to increase supply. Meanwhile, Costco isn't the first to get into the weight loss game, right? It follows rivals Amazon and Weight Watchers, which both offer similar services to their members. So we've not heard back from Costco yet, but its partner Sesame says this program is all about making high-quality specialty care like weight loss more accessible and affordable. Guys?
I did not see this coming, man, where they were going to make weight loss this huge whale of a cash cow. Wow, I didn't think I could combine those animals, but yeah. All right, man.
A cow and a whale? I think Lizzo pops out of your mirror.
Oh, hey, give me a flute.
Dude, I love the fact that they're like, yeah, so you pay for this $175 prescription, see the doctor, and he may give you a prescription. Bitch, you know he's giving you the prescription. That's what you're paying the... Just like I know a doctor you can go talk to for $150. He may give you a prescription for weed.
Yes.
Everybody walks out that office with a prescription for weed. Come on. Absolutely. You know you're getting that Ozempic, that Wegovy or whatever it is, man. You guys are drug dealers.
Yeah, man. And this one, I didn't see it coming, but it makes a lot of sense, right? They filled us up for decades there, and they stuffed us with saturated fats and, you know, the high fructose corn syrup and, you know, eat your Pop-Tart for breakfast, stuff your face with some Burger King for lunch, right? And then, you know, wash it down with a little Subway for dinner there, right? That became the American lifestyle.
Only place you can get 2 dozen Hot Pockets. In one box. And remember those boxes of corn dogs Dad would buy?
Oh, yeah. That's right, man.
Those were fucking good.
They were pretty good. Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Have you seen the new Subway commercials they got where they now have foot-long pretzels and foot-long...
Oh, the cookies?
Chorizo, or not chorizo, the foot-long churro.
Churro, yeah.
And foot-long cookies.
They got that foot-long cookie, too, right? It's like that chocolate chip foot-long.
You know better than I do. I feel like you are, you dip into the Subway from time to time, right?
I gotta tell you, that boss is pretty good. The sandwich, the boss.
What's on the boss?
The boss is the old-school meatball sandwich with the provolone cheese. but then they also put a layer of pepperoni.
Wow. All right.
Pretty good.
Oh my god, man. I can feel my stomach. Give
Rhea an extra tinge of... I gotta tell you, dude, I've never had bread that gives you diarrhea. That fucking bread by itself.
I've told this story before on the show. I know it, but man, I'll never forget the last time I had Subway. I could not find a bathroom fast enough. And I had to throw those pants away immediately.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I had it for lunch on Tuesday. Bro, it was so shitty. People in Chicago just can't fucking drive. I only got 30 minutes for lunch. I'm trying to get to the Burger King because I was listening to the podcast. Just hearing me talk about that Texas Double Whopper, I'm like, man, I got to go get some Texas Double. I got to go get a Burger King and get a Texas Double Whopper. I couldn't get there. And then when I get there, the fucking drive-thru was closed because somebody crashed into the fucking side of the microphone thing. So I'm like, fuck, I don't got time to go in. So I just raced back and across the street, or like down the block is a Subway.
All right.
Grabbed the Subway. I went with the All-American Club.
Very nice.
Turkey, bacon, whatever. Put on the Italian herbs and cheese bread. Bro, dude, 2 hours later, I'm in class. I let out a fart. It's funny. But dude, I had to fucking play it off cool. But I was sweating on the inside, dude. I thought I shit a little bit of my own shit. I had to like play it cool for like 10 minutes. Get up, go to the bathroom, and I was like literally checking my underwear. It was a miracle I didn't shit my pants, because the minute I sat on the toilet, it was just water coming out. Tidal wave. Fuck, have you seen Deep Impact? That was coming out of my ass, dude. I don't know what. And it was like 2 hours, dude. It was so funny, dude. I literally tried to sneak out. The teacher caught me. And I had to be like, dude, I gotta go get Pepto-Bismol out of my truck, man. And he just laughed and let me go. Dude, it was so bad. It was so bad because the fart got a good laugh from the sound. Right? The fart got a really good laugh from the sound.
Yeah, man.
It's all dude. There's only one chick in there. But the best part was you could see the wave of smell hit people. The huge laugh in the beginning dies down, but then slowly reverberating from me, just people start laughing again as they catch a whiff of it. Like, oh!
Oh, man. It's physics, people. It's all physics right there.
you will see the explosion before you hear it. You know? And you will hear it before you smell it, is all I'm saying. Oh, it was so funny. That Subway is, I don't know what is in it.